Today is Friday, December 4th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I've been really productive at work over the past couple of days, and hopefully it was things that would impress my boss. Well, so I had a one-on-one with my boss. I was a little bit concerned with what my evaluation was going to be like because, well, especially because all of our bonuses now are tied to performance. And not only that, because we used to get equity that was, you just got the amount of equity every year. And it was not tied to performance, personal performance at all, or your evaluation. It was just tied to nothing. It was just tied to your pay grade. So this is my pay grade. This is my equity that I get every year. And it's a pretty good number. And when I say equity, we get restricted stock units. It's a way that companies, I'm sure that most of you who listen to this know that, but if you don't know it, I'm going to explain it. And those of you who do, I'm not calling you stupid. I'm just filling the air. But it's, companies do this, especially in technology, to help to maintain or keep talent or keep resources, workers. It's one way for them to keep workers and not go them go to some other company. So if I wanted to go and work for, I don't know, some other retailer, Amazon, or if I wanted to go and work for maybe someone in the area that I have expertise, like an online testing service like Selenium or TestingBot or anything, whatever. If I wanted to go and switch companies, one way that companies try to maintain their resources and not have that happen is they give them equity and bonuses and things of that nature to try to keep them around, as well as pay raises and stuff like that. But, and I'm sure it happens in other areas other than technology, but I know it's just really big in technology. So all of that being said, used to the equity was set in stone. I would get the same amount of equity every year, no matter what. And it was in the form of restricted stock units, which means, and this is the part where they keep you, because they give you a non-vested amount of shares every year. And non-vested means if I were to walk away from the company, I don't actually get those shares. They go into an account or they go into a little piggy bank. And then the company says, okay, those will vest after 4 years. Now, in my particular case, they vest a quarter at a time. So a quarter of those shares vest every year from the time that they're awarded. And I'm at the point now where I get my total vesting amount. I vest the amount that I'm granted every year. That's really hard to explain. But every year now, I'm vesting. I'm banking the amount that they're putting in that account. It's hard to explain. I'm not explaining it very well. But now the thing is, and so I don't spend that money. It's more for, it's an investment account. It's retirement, stuff like that. I also have a 401k. And so that's what that's for. If there was an emergency, I really don't want to use that for an emergency because I also have a savings account for that. But if I had to, I could dip into that, sell some shares or whatever. And I think I talked about this. I just recently sold all the Walmart stock that I had built up and all of my vested stock that I had built up, because Walmart price was really good, although it just has kept going up and up over the past couple of months. I should have waited. But anyway, so I sold all of it because I'm going to put it in either mutual funds, index funds, something like that. And so this amount that vests is a percentage, is a set dollar amount. And they know when you are granted the shares, they give you a certain number of shares based on the dollar amount that they've promised you every year. So now what they've done is managers, not only do managers evaluate you, but managers also set the percentage of that target that you actually get every year. So depending on how much of a dick your manager is, or how they're ranking you against other, and I don't know if they have a budget that they can spend. Like, I don't know how that they figure it out. Anyway, regardless, now I'm not guaranteed that amount of money. The manager is going to decide, oh, Adam did okay. He's going to get 50% of target or whatever. I don't know. He could give me 0%. He could do whatever he wants. So I don't like that. I don't like how uncertain it is. And also the same is true for the bonus now. So the bonus used to be just based on company performance, and over time, they've slowly made it. At first, they said if you meet expectation, you get 100%. If you go under that, you get 75%. If you go below that, you get 0 or something. They had a set band that you would get. Now, it's totally discretionary from your manager's point of view. And every individual manager decides for their person. Now, it hasn't affected me yet, but it could start affecting me if my boss doesn't like me or something, or I don't do a good job. And I always try to do my best, but as I mentioned a couple of days ago, I've changed roles recently, and over the past 2 to 3 years, I've really felt uncomfortable with the role changes that I've had, because I've gone from QA into dev into a tech lead into now a PO, and it was also quick, or a PM, and it was also quick that I haven't really had time to settle in, and I haven't felt like I've been able to really meet my full potential in any of those positions. But I had a meeting with my new boss, and he said, well, I'm not doing your evaluation really because, your old manager has worked with you for this full year. And so I'm kind of just collecting the data from him. And he said everything that he told me was positive. So I don't expect there to be any surprises or any weirdness in your evaluation, because it seemed to me that everything was good. Like all the comments you got were good. So fingers crossed, that put me in a little bit better mood, because I was a little worried about that. And it's still, I could get a good evaluation and get 0 bonus and 0. I mean, that probably won't happen, but I'm just saying, because it's all discretionary on your manager, I don't know what this new manager is going to do. I really don't know. And then anyway, so there's that. And then today I've also taken initiative on driving a particular thing that my team decided we needed to do. And so I've been setting up meetings and starting coordinating that. And I feel like that's also making me a little bit more visible to my manager, and I'm getting that visibility. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But I've been productive the past couple of days. Other than that, Mark and I are finishing up this course of workout on Sunday. So I'm excited about that. But of course, we're just going to have to start over again, because it's not like we can just work out for 21 days and then be done. And so, there's that. I was able to successfully complete this 21 days, even though I thought it was going to kill me. And I thought that P90X was the hardest workout ever. And P90X has been so easy for Mark and I for the past year or more. Not easy, but maybe we're just slacking off. Maybe we're so used to the individual exercises we found ways to cheat. That could be the case as well. I don't know. But anyway, so we start this new one, and I thought I was going to die. I'm cussing out the trainer. Mark is asking me if I'm okay all the time. I yelled at Mark one time. But it's going to be over on Sunday, so we'll probably just do it again. But now that we're used to it, maybe I at least won't be as sore for the 21 days. I also have to put the garland on the post out front this weekend. I was going to do it during the week, and because I was going to do it Sunday or Monday, I can't remember when it was, and I realized that the ones we had bought were battery powered and we couldn't do that. So we went and bought some different ones. But then every night this week, it's already been dark by the time I've been ready to go out and do it, because it gets dark at like 5 o'clock. Oh, I said like, oh, sorry, Auntie, sorry, Scott, Auntie Beer, whatever your name is. I love you. Sorry, Scott. So I haven't been able to do it during the week because it just keeps getting dark. And so I'm going to do that tomorrow. And that will be the final Christmas decoration. The final Christmas decoration. I'm also doing Mix Minus tonight. I missed Mix Minus last week. We didn't do Mix Minus last week. And Mark and I were actually, we were able to go and look at Christmas lights in Branson and have some fun there. So I was glad for the rest, but I missed doing it. So I'll be happy to get back to that. And the weekend, other than that, is not really planned. Mix Minus tonight, and then I'm going to, like I said, put the garland up tomorrow. And then other than that, I'm sure it'll go way too fast. And on Monday, I'll be telling you guys how, ugh, I didn't want to go back to work on Monday. At least, luckily, I have another vacation coming up at the end of December because I had to use all this PTO. And so we'll see. We'll see. There was a little bit of talk on Twitter, and I'll go over that. First of all, Dean Barney said that he is glad that I love my listeners. What do you say? Thanks for loving your fans and followers. We love you too. Also, your stepdad sounds like a good man, kind and thoughtful. Bless him. Aw, bless. Yeah, he's a good man. He's a good man. Anyone, no matter how good someone is, they can always do something that annoys you. So I think that's where it is. Even though they're endearing, and probably as I get older, things will be more and more endearing. And when he eventually passes away, I'll think, oh, I wish he was still around to give me clippings from ski magazines or whatever. But at the time when you're in it, they can be a little bit annoying. You're thinking, oh, I don't read magazines. Why do you keep giving me clippings? But, you know, it's a small thing. It's a small thing, and it makes him happy. So it's fine. The Faye driver posted a picture, I guess with his podcast, of two dishwashers right next to each other. Not people who wash dishes, but actual electric dishwashers. The machine. And Scotty on there, or Archer, I believe, was making fun of him for having two dishwashers. But apparently, and he says it's the only way he can stay ahead of me and Archer, because we're one percenters. But apparently he doesn't have two. It was just a stock photo that he had pulled. Let's see, anything else? There was nothing else really about, there was nothing really pertinent to podcasting, so I won't go over that. The only other thing is I had some good news. Well, I don't know if it's good news. I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about how 401ks are not enough for retirement and everyone's going to die poor, basically, and no one's saving enough. And I went through all this process and I did my savings calculator, and apparently I'm going to be fine as long as I keep saving the amount that I'm saving now. So I'm happy about that as well, although who knows what'll happen. I could get hit by a bus tomorrow. All right, for more episodes, you go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.